Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. We are doing the book of Ruth in our calls to worship each Sunday. And in chapter 2 is one of the rich chapters of the book that just shares so many things about the heart of God, pictured by Boaz, and then also the church pictured in Ruth. I think you see that throughout there. It's a wonderful example of God's greatness and goodness, but also of His relationship with the children of Israel. I want to begin reading in chapter 2 and verse 8. Listen carefully. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, "Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they should not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn." Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, "Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?" Next week we're going to get into his answer to that. But I want you to see it from Ruth's perspective this morning, and we're going to see it from Boaz's perspective next week. Her question, "Why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?" I think that every child of God looks back at the moment that God saved us and says the very same thing. At least that's been the testimony of my heart. I look back and I say, "Lord, why should you deign to love a 14-year-old boy and to keep working in his heart and life to bring him unto yourself back in 1978 and then that his grace would continue to this very hour?" I don't understand. I have no argument to offer. I have no statement of why he should. But I have the same question that Ruth had. I'm just a stranger. And she was. She was from another country. She was from Moab, and yet she found favor in the sight of Boaz. And he says, "Listen, do you hear what I'm saying to you? Don't go looking in another field. Don't go out and try to find food somewhere else. I've commanded my young men not to touch you. You have no fears. They're going to take care of you. As far as food, remember, what were they doing? What did he command his young men to do? As they were out there harvesting in the field, said, "You leave a little extra laying out on the ground. You make sure this young lady's taken care of." That, folks, is exactly what God has done for us. Amen? Every day of our life, Christian, we're gleaning in the fields of grace. Without fail. God undertakes for us. God takes care of us. And we, like Ruth, we need to ask that question. And thankfully, we get the answer next week when Boaz steps up and tells her why. It's all of grace, folks. It's all of grace. You know, we need to take comfort in the grace that God has bestowed in Jesus Christ our Lord, especially at Christmas time. None of us are deserving of anything. And yet He deigned to love us. And in obedience to His Father, He came to this earth and He identified with every sinner, past, present, future, in His cross work on Calvary. Forever. I'm so thankful for a wonderful Lord. And I'm thankful that we have all found grace in His sight. Do I hear an amen? We've all found grace in His sight.